Chapter 14. Becoming Friends. That evening, Andrea had a lot to think about. She walked around her bedroom feeling very confused. Was Jamie right? Did she criticise people and offend them? She thought about Tom and how he sometimes criticised people. Tom always thought that he was right, and he never wanted to change his mind. Perhaps Tom was starting to influence her. She was still going out with Tom, but she didn't know if she really liked him. People often said that Andrea and Tom were a good pair. Did they mean that Andrea was just like Tom? She really hoped not, because she didn't want anyone to think she judged people. Andrea knew that she was very critical of Jamie. She didn't believe in all the things that he believed in, but she knew that wasn't the only reason. She was critical because she was beginning to like Jamie. She remembered that she hadn't liked him at the beginning of the year, but now she saw that he was a good person. He was quiet and helpful, and he was always smiling. There seemed to be something special in his smile, something a little sad. She still didn't like his ponytail and preferred boys with short hair, but there was definitely something special about Jamie. Andrea couldn't sleep that night. She was unhappy that Jamie was angry with her. She decided that she would get up early the next morning and go to his flat on the way to school. She wanted to say she was sorry before school started, and there were other students around them. Finally, it was morning. Andrea left home early and walked to Jamie's flat. It was about an hour before school began. She rang the bell and a man opened the door. He looked a bit like Jamie, but he was older and had darker hair. He was wearing a suit and holding a cup of coffee. He smiled at her.
"Good morning. Can I help you?" he asked.
"Good morning," said Andrea nervously. "You must be Dr. Taylor. I'm Andrea, a friend of Jamie's at school."
"Oh, yes. Hello, Andrea," said Dr. Taylor. "You're the editor of the school newspaper. Jamie often talks about you."
"Does he?" asked Andrea, surprised. "Is he awake yet?"
"Yes, he is," said Dr. Taylor. "Please, come in." After he closed the door, Dr. Taylor said to Andrea, "Jamie usually meditates in the mornings, and he's meditating now. He doesn't usually like to be interrupted, but he likes you, Andrea, so I'm sure he won't mind if you go in. There's his room." He pointed to a door.
"Well, I'm going to work now," he said, looking at his watch. "Have a good day." And he went out of the flat and closed the door. Andrea went to Jamie's door. She couldn't hear anything, so she didn't want to knock and interrupt him. She carefully opened the door just a little. Jamie was sitting on the floor with a small table in front of him. His eyes were closed and he was very still. Andrea opened the door wider and it made a noise. Jamie didn't move, but he opened his eyes and looked at Andrea.
"What are you doing here?" he finally asked Andrea in a quiet voice.
"I came here to say I'm sorry," she said. "Please, sit down," said Jamie, indicating the floor.
Andrea was too shy to sit next to Jamie on the floor, so she sat on the chair next to his desk.
"I know that I said bad things yesterday," said Andrea, looking down at the floor. "I didn't mean them. I'm sorry."
Jamie looked at Andrea for a long time. Finally, he smiled slowly. He didn't answer immediately, but just seemed to be thinking. Andrea wanted to look at him, but she continued to look down. Finally, he spoke. "You must try to be more tolerant of other people, Andrea," he said. "But I forgive you because I can see that you are a good person. Something must have happened to you to make you feel like you do. Do you remember what it was?"
"I wasn't always like this," said Andrea.
A long time ago, I believed in things I couldn't see, hear, or touch, just like you do. Perhaps you remind me of how I used to be. Perhaps that's why I'm so critical of you. What happened to make you change your mind? Asked Jamie. So Andrea told Jamie about her mother's accident and about how she had thought spirits would heal her mother. It was the first time Andrea had ever spoken to anyone about how she had felt then. At first, it was very difficult for her to talk. But Jamie listened attentively and compassionately, and she soon felt much more comfortable and less shy. I always knew we had something in common, said Jamie. I've also got something to tell you, Andrea. He paused and then he said, My mother was killed in a car accident too. Andrea was shocked.
Oh, I'm sorry, she said. Was it a long time ago?
Yes, a very long time ago, said Jamie. I was only 4 years old, and I don't remember her at all. So you see, Andrea, we've had a similar experience.
Yes, we have, said Andrea. So, have you and your father been alone all these years?
Yes, we have, answered Jamie. After the accident, my father concentrated hard on his work in order to forget. And, of course, he looked after me, too. I understand, said Andrea. She looked at her watch and stood up. It's time to go to school. If you want, I'll wait for you in the living room and we can walk together. And Andrea left the room. So Andrea and Jamie walked to school together. They now understood each other better. That same morning, Stephen was sitting at home in his room in front of his computer. Stephen always worked at his computer before he went to school, even though he was still sleepy. This morning, he searched for the supernatural and found many interesting topics. He read parts of articles about meetings with aliens, about ghosts, and about near-death experiences. A few minutes later, Stephen found an article about psychics. He started to read the article very quickly. Suddenly, he was wide awake.
I don't believe it, he said aloud.